Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we are off the air. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Of course, that's Bob Schneider.
Let your heart be light.
That boy can sing. It's on an album called Christmas Time.
From now on.
Does Christmas Time?
It's called Christmas Time.
Is that like Christmas Time with Bob?
If is he wearing a Christmas sweater on the front of it?
He's out in the field of snow with a reindeer.
Okay.
Is that a reindeer? I don't have my glasses on.
I don't know. I believe you.
It might not be a reindeer. Oh, no, it's just a rock. Sorry. Get all your favorite Bob Schneider music at iTunes or BobSchneiderMusic.com. He's a good man. Merry Christmas, Bob. Happy holidays. What should I?
No, I think we need to go Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
It says Christmas on his CD.
Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It does not say Hanukkah time.
Once again, thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick McGee. That is Jess.
Hello.
She said she was going to purposely speak sexy for this show.
No, I didn't. I said I have a cold.
She does have a cold.
I have a cold.
Translates into...
So how are you going to sound any different?
I know I don't. Yeah. I don't sound any different.
I thought you were fine.
Mm-mm.
And that's Jason, our producer.
Lord knows you don't have a sore throat.
Fuck no, I don't have a sore throat.
For those of you bringing up to speed, she hates people with... No, you don't believe there's anything...
I don't experience sore throats. Sometimes I get a tickle or an itch.
Why does that make you laugh every time?
But I don't.
See, but people get sore throats.
They though?
Yes.
It's usually induced by something else, maybe tobacco or yelling.
When I get a cold, it goes from my throat to my, I guess, tongue.
Your face?
My face.
You keep pointing at your face.
And it goes out the top of my head. I can always tell when I'm getting cold.
Oh, because the fever?
Yeah, I get the fever last, and then it's gone.
Really?
That's the way I do it. I get a sore throat.
So in your brain...
So what happened that you don't acknowledge sore throats?
My mom has had laryngitis since I was 3.
And what
pneumonia.
Other? And? Bronchitis.
Bronchitis. That's the worst one. Bronchitis. I think I've got bronchitis.
I told you about that fight we had that one night. I accidentally said, I think I'm getting... I might have said bronchitis. I forget.
I think it started with a sore throat, and then you said, you don't fucking have bronchitis.
Yeah, and then it ended up with, why don't you fucking keep it to yourself, or something like
right.
that.
Right.
I'm not sure what it was.
And at some point you said, are you talking to me? Are you fighting with me right now?
Are you fighting with me, or?
Because what you were saying was so ridiculous that he...
It's not right. ridiculous to me, though.
But you got to understand, you got to fit in with what the rest of the people around you.
No, the people around me. Need to fit in with what I'm doing.
Hang on a second.
And by doing, you mean eating a donut.
What do you got there?
I got a donut.
Okay, that's the smallest hole I've ever seen in a donut.
I know.
Really?
You could
tight.
Barely put a pinky in
Does
there.
Does it turn you on a little bit?
Could you turn it the other way?
I'm going to make love to that donut.
You want one? I brought 4.
You want a glazed donut?
Well, are we going to pause the podcast so we can all eat a donut?
Pause. Stopping?
This is for that guy on Twitter that's like, stop letting Jess eat on the podcast.
Yeah, okay, that's...
Hear that, buddy?
So this guy...
You got a podcast?
Here's how they get to
me. Don't eat on your podcast.
Here's how they get to me on Twitter, okay? They go to @JessHooker and tweet her, hey, can you get Chick to unblock me?
Oh, my God.
And then I go ahead and unblock this guy, and I tell her, I go, look, you know that he said he's tired of hearing you eat on the podcast. Don't ever let her do it again. That's why I blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
But I unblocked him now.
Was he joking, though? Because we get that sometimes. Like,
I'm sure.
People say they don't like me. Uh-uh. They want less of me.
No, that's not a joke.
Oh. Well, this is our Christmas podcast.
It is our Christmas. It's our Christmas
and
party.
It's probably the last one of the year.
What are we, did we get gifts for each other?
No. Not that I brought.
Did you bring us gifts?
Did you bring motherfuckers?
Hey, there's no motherfuckers at Christmas. Come on.
I might
now.
Not see you for a couple weeks. We're off for a couple weeks here.
I know, but I was going to bring you your gift later in the week.
You can produce.
Yeah,
you
she's
can,
showing
you can
up later.
That.
There's some gifts we're going to give.
That's
out
fine.
Later in the
week. These can be from some guy, and you guys can open them on the podcast.
Okay.
You got them right now?
I got them.
You know how I feel.
I walked in with them. You guys didn't even see me.
You know how I feel. You know how I feel about packages that are unopened that are especially to me.
You can't stand it.
I can't stand it. I got to open them, see what it is.
Do you want to open yours right now?
I want to wave. I'm going to wave at this person. Hi. It's Drew.
Hater. Yeah, let's open
the window. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
There's no anticipation?
All right, I can wait.
What?
I can wait. Let me see. Is it heavy? Oh, no, it's fine.
Is it hers?
Is it shaped like a shoebox?
How about if you look at it? He can't touch.
He even wrapped it.
He didn't wrap it. Aaliyah wrapped it.
Did Aaliyah wrap that? Will you finish your donut?
I'm working on it. I got three more. It's going to be a long podcast.
It's going to be a long episode.
Was that mine?
No, that's his. I want it to where he can see it, but he can't take it.
That's very pretty.
Should I say this shit just got real on the Christmas broadcast?
Ooh, we have to?
Maybe not.
Okay.
This holiday shit just got real.
We have stories here. We have gifts that people, bad gifts they've gotten. We're taking tweets right now. If you're lucky enough to have seen my...
Did anybody send us a gift?
Tweet. No one sent us anything.
Worst listeners ever.
Wait,
I thought you got something in the green room Friday.
I did.
We did. We got pork from Marty Hand.
We got pork from Marty Hand, and I wanted to thank Marty for the pork.
Thanks for the pork.
I'm anticipating it's going to be delicious, but there's a lot of pork, so we haven't had a chance to cook it all yet. But we will.
We will.
And as our Christmas gift to each other, we went to our favorite store today. I had never been. Cash and Carry.
We went to Cash and Carry.
Oh, you went there today?
Went to Cash and Carry and brought Chick with me for the first time, and they were all excited.
By they...
Pete.
Your fans?
Pete. They're my fans. Okay. They barely knew
Him. There was some guy there that
but
hit
there was
on,
some guy that
hit on her right in front of me.
He said, he goes, next time don't bring your dad. True story. Yes, he did.
Granted.
This has happened maybe once before.
There is a difference between our ages. Sure. That has never happened before other than that. What was that?
We were at a drugstore and I was running around being stupid. Right. And the cashier said, oh, kids. Chick was like, I know.
Daughters too, huh? Yeah. Anyway, so thank you, whatever that guy's name was.
That hit on me today?
Yeah.
That's kind of flattered. He looked like Bam Majera.
Okay.
Kind of.
Sure.
Tell him, Pete.
A rowdy guy.
Is Pete the guy who listens to the podcast?
Pete's our friend.
Well, the only Pete I know is Pete the Killer from Goodfellas.
This guy's not a killer.
Okay.
He seemed very friendly.
He's a sweet man.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we want to do? Some tweets first? We want to do emails? We want to do...
Let's go back and forth.
There's plenty of emails there.
Let's do emails.
Get a couple of them there.
I might be burpy. Oh, sorry.
So you eat a glazed donut and makes you burp?
No, I just eat really fast.
If you eat so fast, she's getting,
I'm going to see if I can eat all four of these before the podcast is over.
Oh, gosh.
Unless you want one. Do you want one?
I think they're a little too high in sodium for me.
Oh, the sodium thing. That's right. They're probably too high. They're probably too high in everything for me. But clearly.
We had a great lunch. We went to a restaurant.
Went to Yat's.
I'd never been to before.
No. Chick lived in Indianapolis and never been to Yat's.
Never been to any Yat's, but I'm going to. Their gumbo is incredible.
It was really good.
And they have large, it looks like a big flashlight full container of sea salt.
That was his business. They don't have salt shakers. Right, it's just the big.
Oh, man. Mm. That was badass. I wish I knew that guy, the guy's name who came over and said hi. Wears the sunglasses.
And the guy who rang us up and took our order, he is an aspiring comedian.
That's right.
Yat's might
be on the podcast.
It's as good as Cajun Creole as you can get without being in New Orleans.
It's pretty good.
Spicy, too.
Spicy.
Highly spicy.
Smells good in there.
I have some hot sauce for this donut.
Some Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Are you really going to eat another donut?
Uh-huh.
That's number two.
That's a big donut.
I know. Go ahead. Emails.
Chick, Jess, Jason, I would just like to say, first off, great shows. Enjoying them all. But I made those crock pot. Oh, but. Uh-oh.
But. No. Did you burn them?
No,
I made those crock pot sandwiches that Jess had mentioned on a previous show. And I will say they were fucking awesome.
I know.
My wife and I killed them. Nothing was left over. Thank you, Jess, for bringing this idea up. My wife and I will have to make these more often. Want to go over that real quick again, the ham sandwich? You just get the Hawaiian bread.
Hawaiian bread, ham, cheese of your choice.
Some cheeses work a little better with ham than...
I'd say like American.
Okay.
I don't know. Not even American, just the fake cheese.
Go redneck.
Slices, yeah.
Just get the slices.
Or Velveeta, if you want to get real crazy.
I like Velveeta.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you can either...
I'm going to turn that off for a little bit. Yeah. That's what you're going to do.
You can either eat your donut or you can text.
I'm not texting. I'm reading tweets from twatters.
She calls them twatters.
Tom calls them Twitterers.
Twitterers.
Yeah. It's a tweeter, right?
I don't know. Twit? That's bad.
Our next email, eggnog.
A twat?
Eggnog.
That's girl tweeters or twats. I'm going to keep saying twat.
Okay. She's got her own show going over there. Twat. I said twat.
Twats and donuts.
Here's something you won't hear on the Bob and Tom Show. Twat.
We had a bit called Twatter.
We did?
Yes.
No, we did.
Yes, we did.
It never saw the light of day, did it?
Our Marty was behind it.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
I can play it here in a minute if you
I love
want.
You, Marty.
If you listen, Marty, miss you. This is, it just simply says eggnog. Dot, dot, dot.
Not a fan.
Thumbs down, fart noise?
Yeah. Go ahead and throw that email away. I don't want to hear
or
that.
Or thumbs up, clown horn.
Oh, thumbs up, clown horn. I like it.
Yes.
I like it
so
very
you
much.
Like eggnog now.
No. I like that.
You like thumbs up clown horn.
I like a clown horn. Okay.
I get one thing of eggnog every Christmas.
Oh, this will be good. Tell us more.
No one
one thing of eggnog, girls.
No one else will eat will drink it.
See, what is it? That's my concern. It's
just
egg.
Real thick custardy, yeah. But it's got good little spices in it.
It's like if you had custard pie and you didn't let it set.
It seems to me like right? It's the playground, a heaven for botulism.
No,
it looks like
no, it's
all
pasteurized.
Of,
what year do you think this is?
Says I'm the guy that saying. Gets a carton of cottage cheese and pours ranch dressing on it. He's real fucking worried about eggnog.
And some Lowry season salt.
Oh, oh, that's good stuff.
Who showed me that?
It's the only way to eat cottage cheese.
So there's egg and you're the only one who drinks it?
Yeah, and I have. It's good in just a small little glass.
Gotta put
little
some
glass.
Rum in there, but you don't.
I don't drink, so. But
have you ever
I
been
like
drunk?
This, no.
How That's many awesome. Emails do we have to get?
I'm not good.
No, don't.
Why would I need
I don't
to get
want him to get drunk?
I'll lose a day. I don't want to do that.
It's true.
You don't lose a day.
Well, fuck you don't.
Maybe 5 or 6 hours.
See, I never mind.
Wait a minute. Who wants to see Jason get drunk?
I don't.
Thumbs
no,
up.
Jason wouldn't be Jason.
My recovery from drunkenness is stupid. It's like literally 12 to 18 hours.
Mm. Yeah, and you were calling me a weak tit here recently.
No,
right?
You just do it. You don't take. It doesn't take you very many drinks to get drunk. It takes me a long time to recover.
Well,
I can drink all night. Do I puke? I'll get closer to the microphone.
Yes,
sorry,
you're way off.
I don't. Sometimes I throw up.
Sometimes
see, that's
you don't
the thing. I grew up. If I got sick, I threw up.
Oh, I love to throw up. It's my favorite. That's where I go.
Yeah, but see, I'm thinking if I got drunk, I'd be throwing up a lot.
You'd be throwing up a whole bunch.
Yeah, no thanks.
Here's a tweet asking you to say my name. Is that a
say
bad
my
question?
Name, say my name.
Oh, this is Arnie Garcia. Yeah, I know Arnie. And
when no one is around you,
does
say,
Siri
baby,
have
I
a
love
sister?
You.
This guy's hiring a kite. I'll hang up and hear your answer. Jess, you're hot.
Thanks.
Does Siri
Arnie.
Have a sister?
Ari or Arnie?
No, it's Siri from Arnie Garcia. Arnold Garcia. I think he bought a t-shirt. I recognize his name. Are you breathing into the microphone?
Yeah,
we lost all
this
control.
Is really shaping up to be the worst podcast ever.
No, no problem. Check one more thing. Can you say I'm from the East LA West Side? Okay, well, there you go.
You're choosing the best Arnie. Tweets to read, by the way. Why don't we go back to the emails? What's the rest of that clown horn email?
Thumbs up.
That was it.
It was eggnog. That
oh.
was it.
Eggnog?
Just quick question. Eggnog. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Whichever.
Thumbs down.
Okay.
I haven't tried it yet, but it seems like you could put rum in there.
Oh, you? I'm sure you can.
You put anything in there.
This is from Gary. My aunt once gave my brother and I a stick of deodorant each for Christmas. That
and I
gift,
bet you used it.
That gift really stunk.
No, it didn't.
Oh, that didn't stink. Yeah, you're right.
Nobody wants to be the stinky kid.
Those tweets are... You get a nickname like Stinky, and then it sticks. Hey, Chick, Jess, and Jason.
What the heck?
Here's my worst Christmas present. I was home for the holidays by driving from Atlanta to Indiana because I couldn't afford a plane ticket. Lucky for me, my well-off grandmother had gotten me a large Christmas present just as my TV was on its last leg. So as I tear back the wrapping, I'm amazed to see a Samsung LCD thinking I've struck the Christmas jackpot. Until my mother quickly pushes me to open the box, revealing a smaller, older flat-screen TV. She just used the box of my grandma's new LCD TV to wrap her old one and give it to me for my Christmas gift.
Aww.
And to add insult to injury, my brother got cash. To recap, he says.
Yes, the recap's good.
I got a used TV. He got money to buy anything other than a used TV.
That said,
same Christmas day, my now boyfriend invited me to New Year's Eve in Charleston, and we've been together ever since. Still love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Happy Christmas. Guess who that's from?
That's from
Aaron.
Aaron. She's on her way back to Indy, Aaron. By the way.
I saw that.
Yeah, she said something about how do we know all these people and what's going on?
I met Aaron and Boonies in Charleston that I was trying to have a decent time and talk to people until the guy came over and put his hand on my leg and said, "You don't look like you're having any fun at all." That's when I got up and got a cab and went back to the room.
Good story.
Jess. Hey.
Huh.
Check that out.
That's a big, long email.
Three Jesses for you. This is just for you. Oh, this is from Marty Philitrout. You know Marty.
I don't. I feel like we know a lot of Martys.
Good.
I was thrilled when you mentioned wanting to get
What's his last name?
Philitrout? I call him Philitrout, but it looks like it's spelled like Renault. It's A-U-L-T at the end.
Yeah. Oh, like Tetralt.
Yeah. He's going to hear about that.
Whatever.
Philia Trowel.
I like it.
You're going to like this email.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I was thrilled when you mentioned
sending me food?
Wanting to get a sidecar for your motorcycle.
Oh!
I've owned several sidecars.
I know this guy.
Now you know him.
He tweeted me, and he has the scariest fucking picture on Twitter.
Okay, let's carry on without the...
Listen to this. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay, go.
I've owned several sidecar rigs.
He calls them rigs.
Between 84 and 2008. And have racked up hundreds of thousands of miles in them. Mm-hmm. I'm a former member of the United Sidecar Association.
There's an association?
USA! USA!
What else?
And I used to write articles for their publication.
Oh my God.
It's called The Sidecarist.
Is that great or what?
Covering.
You can add "ist" to anything.
It covers various rallies and sidecar events.
I'm a donutist.
If you're... If you're serious about getting one, I would love to share my knowledge with you. So much to discuss, I won't get into it all in just this email, but I'll share a few tidbits with you about driving a sidecar rig. First thing, you ride a motorcycle, but you drive a sidecar. I want to describe driving a sidecar to someone in one sentence, I usually make this analogy.
Go.
Riding a motorcycle is ballet. Driving a sidecar rig is wrestling. Two totally different sensations, each with their advantages and disadvantages.
Huh.
I can give you training tips. This will be only another 20 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Rule one, get practice in an empty parking lot before going near any real roads.
Really?
Suggestions on the best manufacturers and riggers. Discuss the best bikes for sidecars or the best sidecar for any given bike. Like I say, lots of information. I could write a book, but I won't do that unless you let me know you're interested. Sidecar rigs can be a lot of fun, but don't dive in until you've done some research, because it's a pretty deep pool.
Huh.
Just thought I'd offer something to share, a lot of valuable information if you're really thinking of getting a sidecar. Martin.
Thanks, Marty.
If he doesn't know his stuff, he faked it really well.
Yeah, I believed him. I don't know if
Have you ever been on a sidecar?
Negative. No.
So you have no idea what you're potentially getting yourself into by getting one.
Okay. No, I mean, I've rode in one as a kid.
Okay.
But I've not handled a rig with a rig.
Is that why you want one now? As you remember being in one as a kid?
Yeah.
And it was cool.
I think it's fun. I think it would be fun. You know, you guys could ride in it.
It's so.
I want to get the tandem. Like
I don't know.
Somebody could sit in the front and somebody could sit in the back. So it'd be all three of us. We could go.
Do a podcast.
We could pull up for a live.
Our squatchers. We'd go get the squatches. What are those things? I don't know. The Harry and the Hendersons.
The
guy?
Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Oh, Sasquatch. But they call it squashing.
Squatchers. Sure. Squatching. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. They're watching for a Sasquatch. They're squatching.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. So we could arrive at a squatch
event. I wondered what that meant.
And we'd all get goggles and helmets and scarves.
Who's going to drive? That's
me.
What I want to know.
All I'm the only one that can drive a motorcycle.
I didn't know you had to drive a sidecar.
Do you have your endorsement?
I can find one.
I don't have one.
Doesn't a sidecar just go where the motorcycle goes?
It's
different.
We get our own steering. It's very different.
Did you not listen to anything Martin fucking said?
But does it have its own wheel that kind of floats a bit, obviously?
Whenever I think about it, I always think of when you had your training wheels on your bicycle and you'd get one and when they were never even, they were never on both sides of the ground at the same time.
Okay.
That's what I think is going to happen if I get a sidecar.
Okay, sidecar, who gets to sit in the front?
Well, you'd have to be in the front.
I'd have to be in the front?
Because you couldn't see anything around me. I have a very long waist.
No,
it's tall.
It's taller in the back.
It is taller in the back?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's theater seating?
It's theater seating. It's tandem theater sidecar seating.
Here's a tweet. Hey, Chicken Jess, I got a burrow for Christmas once when I was little. Yes, I'm Mexican.
What's a burro?
Like a donkey.
Oh, that was like a burrito.
It's a donkey burrito.
I thought it was a hole. That's the last. I thought he got a hole for Christmas.
I guess that's the last tweet I'm reading.
Really, I liked it.
I tweeted before we went on that, how much would you pay me to say your name on the air? And
I thought you were joking about that.
I was joking, but I went ahead and tweeted it. But I'm going to go ahead and read the guys I like best. And he said he would send me a pack of those peanut butter crackers. Not
crackers.
Crackers. A pack of those peanut butter crackers. Luke McMahon.
You know, you could just go to the store and buy a package for $1.
I know. I just wanted to see what people would
do. Get some free.
You know.
Some free stuff. Hey, Chick and gang. My name is Brent. I'm from Moses Lake, Washington, the asshole of the Northwest.
Yuck.
I'm a trucker and love listening to the podcast while I'm driving. I just want to let you know that my friends and I think it's awesome that you're doing your own thing. Love it. You can always call me. I have a bet going with my buddies. That you'll call me. If I win, I get to nut check my best friend.
If they could record that nut check and send it to us, I will call him right now.
Well, why don't you let me call him?
Yeah.
That way we can... Do you want me to do this?
We can all do it.
You want me to do it, Chick?
My number is... Here it is. Help me make my friend hurt. He needs it. Ha ha. Anyways, love the show. Love the crew. Keep up the funniness. Brent in the Peterbilt. Do you want the number?
Yeah, I have it over here, actually.
Just in case.
You want me to call him?
Call him.
Yeah.
I want to know if he drives a flat nose or one with a nose. I don't know what you call those.
You're well aware of the Peterbilts.
I know what a Peterbilt looks like. But you know what? The flat nose, whenever I look up in the rearview mirror and it's behind me,
mm-hmm.
I always get really nervous, like it's going to turn into a transformer.
Is that the transformer face?
Mm-hmm. It looks like a face. It looks very
okay,
mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get, makes me very, very nervous.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know why that would make you nervous.
Does it make you nervous?
It makes me nervous that it makes you nervous. You know how I am.
Uh-huh. What makes you nervous? What are you scared of? Nah, try to be funny with this. Don't be serious.
Uncertainty?
God damn it. You're so...
I'm killing me. Just hanging out, waiting for something to happen. That scares me
to
death.
What are you really scared of? Remember when Mike Birbiglia said bears?
I don't like heights.
You don't like heights?
I don't like heights.
Bridges?
I don't much care for bridges.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know this before I started hanging out with you, but I don't like crazy large objects.
I know. I told you. Yachts, boats.
I was driving in San Francisco over, it was a very industrial area on the docks, and there were these giant ships everywhere.
Scare the shit out of you,
don't
they?
And these giant bridges late at night, and I was scared to death.
It is scary.
And I don't like bridges to start with.
And flags. You know, like the flags that are really way too big for the little industrial park they're in?
They don't fit.
That makes me mad.
Yeah.
When we were driving to Florida, we saw a giant Confederate flag. I didn't know those still existed.
No, we did that. We did do that, didn't we?
You know, if you have a flag that big and it's a Confederate flag, you're looking to piss people off. You're not standing for anything.
If you're flying a Confederate flag, you might want to look at some stuff. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
come on.
See, Jason leaves the room, and now we're talking about fucking Confederate flags. This is not funny.
Here's a tweet. Best and worst Christmas.
Donut.
My best and worst Christmas when my dad fired the Christmas tree out the door.
On purpose?
What? Wait a minute. Best and worst. I'm going to read this every word. See if it makes sense. Best and worst Christmas was when my dad fired the Christmas tree out the door after we searched the house to find what we got. Oh, well, they must have upset their dad.
And so he just threw it out the window.
He said, all right, you damn kids. Picked up the Christmas tree and threw it out the front door.
Damn.
I knocked over the Christmas tree one time when I was a kid.
Christmas tree fell on my brother one time. He fell asleep watching cartoons. We just left him there.
With the tree laying on him?
No, then the tree fell in the middle of the night like a... Probably an animal of some sort that we had in the house.
I guess we can't do our Christmas show without telling my famous Christmas story.
Which is what? It's just there's something dead, isn't there?
It happened to my dad. It didn't actually happen to me.
Oh, okay.
But he took the time to pass it down to me.
Did you guys tell it? Did he tell you every Christmas?
He told it for quite a while. I'm going to say I was 8 or 9 when he stopped telling it. But I didn't have
any
brothers or sisters.
Did you cry every year?
It was sobering. I don't know why he felt the need to
Maybe
tell us.
Maybe he wanted you to realize how great your Christmas was because there was not anything dead in your tree. What happened?
It's hard to have Christmas in a communist society. You know that.
Right.
My dad got a kitten one year for Christmas
because
he wanted, and he was, 7 or 8 or whatever.
Right.
But they put it under the tree for him and they thought it was in a box, but they didn't want to trapped the cat in the box all night, so they kind of left it loosely tied or whatever. The cat got out of the box, climbed up the Christmas tree, got tangled up in the lights, and Kitty was no more on Christmas morning as Dad ran to the tree.
The cat was hanging?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. You got to laugh.
That's a bummer.
Or you'll shriek.
I don't have any.
You don't have anything.
I don't know if I have anything.
I don't know if anybody has anything even close to
that's
that.
That's pretty bad. I'm going to go ahead and say that's bad. Yeah. I have a bad birthday story.
Well, Christmas is, check local listings and it's up to you. It's Jesus's birthday. So
right.
Go ahead.
So here's my birthday story. When I was, I'm trying to think. Oh, it was my 16th birthday.
I was going to say, is this the?
Yeah, it's that one. It was my 16th birthday and I was a spoiled brat, so I assumed I was getting a car because I'd got every other thing I'd ever wanted in my life.
Including a guitar.
And you just messed up my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
Can I start over? He messed up my story.
What did I miss?
Yeah, you need
I'm
to
I'm telling
get
a birthday up. Story.
Okay.
When I was 16 years old, I assumed I was getting a car for my birthday because I had gotten I'd gotten everything I ever wanted for my birthday.
Okay. She was kind of spoiled.
I was very spoiled.
Look at her. How can you not spoil her?
Right. Mm-hmm. So my family's over at the house for my birthday, and my dad's like, you need to go upstairs and sit in your room for a little bit. And he's like, I'll tell you when you can come down.
And how old were you?
16.
16.
And so I was like,
here it is.
Here's my car. Mm-hmm. He's going to pull my car up into the driveway. It's going to have a bow on it. It's going to be a brand new Mustang, you know, something like that. Or a Probe. Those were really popular when all the girls, all those girls had Probes.
All the cheerleaders
the
had Probes?
Yeah.
Really?
And so I was like, okay, I can't wait to see what it is. And he's like, you can come downstairs. And I come downstairs. A, there's no car in the driveway. B, he got me a guitar.
Okay. Guitar's cool. I never got a guitar.
I didn't ask for a guitar. As my brother put it, he goes, I never even heard you say guitar. And he's like, and I got a guitar. And so I had to mask that I was excited about a guitar, and I didn't do it well because then I was told I was ungrateful. But
I could see that.
I was so, my brother, on the other hand, ended up taking that guitar and became a great guitar player and still plays that guitar. So there's
the same guitar.
The same guitar. I mean, he has other guitars also. But
so did he give you his car?
He did not give me his car.
Did he have a car?
No. It turns out my grandpa died and I got his car. Couple months later, so it worked out in the end.
Okay,
here's a Christmas show tweet.
Okay,
got it from Nickus. Got an empty soup can with a parachute army man from a cousin in a gift exchange.
That's great.
Never look forward to that side of the family ever again.
That's funny.
I love those parachute things.
An empty soup can with a parachute army man inside. Those are fun. You throw them up in the air.
Hey, you got, as long as they were in a second floor house, you know, house with two stories, sure.
All day long.
I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
From Jason. I used to hang drywall for a company owned by Jehovah's Witnesses. Horribly misspelled, I might add. Worked Christmas Day three times, never even got a thank you. I hate them.
Good story.
Do they acknowledge
no.
Jehovah's? I don't think they acknowledge
They don't acknowledge anything.
They don't acknowledge...
They're like nihilists, Donnie. They don't believe in anything.
They don't acknowledge no soliciting signs, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. They do celebrate soliciting.
They won't grind up.
Mm-hmm.
I have an uncle that's Jehovah's Witness. They won't let him go banging on doors because he won't shave his beard.
So what does he do then?
He just is a Jehovah.
Yeah, I tried to call Brent. But
Brent, no answer?
No answer.
And he had one of those phones that rang and rang.
No kidding.
No voicemail?
No voicemail.
I apologize
to the other guy. I dialed wrong and got a local number.
Oh.
Hang on. Thanks a lot, Brent.
It's okay, Brent.
I'll try him again later.
But Brent, we did try to call, so I think you should be able to nut check your buddy.
Don't you dare pull out another...
You know, you're not supposed to put a third of the donut in your mouth at once.
That's really good.
Love the show. Love the guests. Love Jess. Love you. Love the bumper music. Hate Jason.
That's not true.
What
Jason, why
hell?
Would you put that email in why there? Would,
Jason picks the emails
I,
to read.
I print them all.
Just kidding. I was just trying to control the verbal jerk off. Keep it up. Me and my wife have 5 kids. Oh, congratulations, sir.
Or not.
Every year we go to Hallmark and let them each pick out an ornament. Every year as we put up the tree, we get to reminisce on their past. It's great. Oh, that does sound cool.
That sounds very nice. That's too nice for this podcast.
Every ornament has a story.
Listen, don't, if you go to your parents' house, sorry, Chick, you're not part of this, there's ornaments.
If I go to my parents' house, it's more of a area of ground.
We drive by.
Yeah.
So what?
So you would, you know, when on my parents' tree, there's still little things of me from 1978, this little bell that has my name engraved in on it, you know.
No,
these people have all these, I'm guessing the kids might get to keep some of them, but I'm thinking as a parent, you keep some of them.
I think that happened. I think my mom gave me some.
Yeah.
And she kept some.
She kept some. So, yeah, if you check her tree, she's probably got some stuff when you were a little spoiled brat.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I hang up my brother and I's, like our projects. Like, you know how you used to make snowmen out of cotton balls and shit? I hang those up in our house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I just got an email from my daughter. It's from Nordstrom, explaining in detail a gift that I can get her. This is truly a Christmas show.
That's good. I told you you wanted to shop for her.
Like with a link, hey, buy me this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
just got it. Merry Christmas. Jacobs. I think it is.
I bet it is. I thought that's what she told you she wanted.
Here, wait a minute. Let me check.
Okay.
By God, yeah, Mark Jacobs, Blade Crystal Index Watch.
Ooh, oh, it's a watch.
Ooh, I know which watch that is.
It's the one, the rose one you were looking at.
Mm-hmm, that's pretty. Get it, L.
Kids.
Good thing you just got that.
You know what I?
Card.
You know what I say to her?
You say what?
Whatever you want, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dear Chick, since moving to the to Sheboygan County, Wisconsin, I found out that a local radio station at 106.5 The Buzz carries the Bob and Tom Show 6 mornings per week. Finally, I get to hear you guys on a regulation basis.
What?
Not sure. Also, I love your off-the-air podcast. I'm not a big fan of Christmas.
Oh.
This Christmas, I'm not traveling anywhere by choice. I come from a split family. Oh, maybe we should play some music for this. I don't know if this... This kind of sounds sad at first read.
Yeah, so keep reading it.
Okay, here we go. Give me some volume there, or no, turn down some
turn
volume.
Turn that down.
Up or down?
Down.
Okay. Are you still eating?
All right.
You're going to be sick.
Maybe.
Dear email.
Christmas time is
Bob
here.
Schneider again. I'm not a big fan of Christmas. This Christmas, I'm not traveling anywhere by choice. I come from a split family. Each December, I used to feel obligated to attend 2 to 3 Christmases and try to have fun without alcohol.
Preach it, brother.
I've been sober 12 years.
Good for you.
Also, I can't load up on my antidepressants, which never worked for me.
Because all that alcohol you were drinking.
Yeah, you might look on the bottle there. It feels really good to start my own tradition, and my family has been very understanding about my choice. At 46, I'm finally choosing to sit this one out and just relax while catching up on your podcast. Happy holidays to y'all, and Aaron says go Packers.
All right.
Well, there you go. I guess that's... I mean, he's doing what he wants.
Right.
Rock on, brother.
Well, he's involving involving us.
Okay. Oh, I told this while you were out of the room, Jason. Jess, Chick, and Jason, family Christmas stories. Chick's adulthood, I'm sorry, Chick's childhood kitty Christmas story.
We told that.
Oh, you told it?
Told the kitten story.
Did you laugh again?
No,
I don't
question anything? Or?
I don't have a story that bad.
Okay, give me the cliff notes.
You didn't know it? I've told it on
it's
the big
show.
It's
been a while since
the cat hung itself.
Yeah, my dad got it. It actually happened to my dad when he was like 8 or 9.
Oh, okay.
They put it in a box under the tree, but they didn't want to tie it up because it was a living thing at the time. And
I forgot.
They wrapped it up just enough, and the cat squirmed out of the box and climbed up in the tree and got hung up in the lights.
Now, scratch the cliff notes. Tell the whole story.
Gack.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll cut this out.
Any childhood stories that Chick can't tell on the other shows, especially the dysfunctional family stories. Boy, it always seemed like the three of us always fought on Christmas. Really does. I really remember
I'm going to do this. Probably a bad idea. But it almost seems like every Christmas, my mother, there will be an argument between usually one of her daughters. There's three of us. And then my brother is, you know.
I was like even in on it 1 year.
The second coming or something. I mean, my brother can do no wrong. And coincidentally.
He is, in his defense, he's pretty swell.
But
wow,
he claims he always has to work on Christmas Eve, which is when we celebrate Christmas with my mother and all of us.
Okay.
He does. He is a pharmacy tech, and he does.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He does very serious drugs that people have to have daily.
Sure. Sure.
And so yeah, maybe he does have to work. He's got to save people's lives, whatever. But blah, somehow, blah blah blah. But somehow, he always gets out of it. And then he shows up at like 11 o'clock when everybody's leaving. And everybody's like, "Oh, Josh, so glad to see you." Not, "Hey, Jess, thanks for opening up your home and cooking this meal."
Oh, you host?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do host. Not for that many people.
But it's because you want to control the food.
Have you ever been a part of this family, though, that...
My family?
Anybody's family.
Oh.
the first thing they do is take attendance of who isn't there.
Yes, my family does that on my dad's side.
Yeah. So it's like, "Well, hey, how you doing there,
I
Bill?"
I walk in the door and they're like, "Where's Josh?" "Yeah, good to fucking see you, too." Always.
I don't understand that. Do we have a...
now that I'm pissing both sides of my family off, this should be a good Christmas. Luckily, this is going to air after.
Maybe you're getting it out.
I'm getting it out. That's
true.
Getting
it out, so once Christmas comes, it'll be fine.
After I celebrate these Christmases with these people.
Do you have a favorite childhood Christmas story?
A favorite?
Other than the guitar?
That was my birthday.
Birthday, right.
I don't know. What was your? Did you ever have a gift that was my best Christmas ever?
I see you.
They're all the same. You know, they're all great to me.
A beautiful home and mom and dad. Morning. You know, and
I wouldn't say it's far from that, but it's probably not as extravagant as you think.
My brother got a he was little. He was like 4, probably, or 5, and he got a. Tractor, but it wasn't remote control. There was a wire between the thing. My brother wanted a remote control one. He wanted it to be wireless, so he got the wire.
And it didn't work anymore.
It didn't work anymore. Oh, it's so funny.
Can we put the picture of you and your brother?
The Halloween picture?
The Halloween picture would be good, too, but the one where he's been freshly crying.
Oh, we can do all. My brother's the.
Is
my
he
brother,
okay with that?
I don't know.
Just the picture of you two, though. I mean, we can.
Yeah. That's okay. Fine. I can tweet it right now. I think it's on my phone.
when did it happen?
Last week. No, he. Okay. No, it was when we were kids. But there's one. There's a Halloween picture that I just had up for Halloween where I dressed up like an elf. Well, who the fuck dresses up like an elf for Halloween?
Yep.
But I did. Mm-hmm. My dumbass did.
And your brother was dressed as?
My brother was dressed as a dog, and my mother had got him one-piece brown pajamas, and she had made his costume, and she had rolled up a brown a brown washcloth and sewed it to the ass of the pajamas.
So
that every time he'd sit down, it'd come up the front. There's a picture of him. It looks like a big dong coming out.
Looks like he's got a big dong laying between his...
So he was crying?
No, the crying picture.
Any professional picture. Whenever we would go into a professional picture, studio, my brother would lose his shit.
How old?
Up until he was like 19.
I'm going to say you guys were 6 and 4 probably in this one.
No, but he did. Yeah, probably 6 and 4. But I very, very vividly remember us going into this Kmart and him just fucking crying the whole time.
But it's her family and they're, you know, he's like got that look that you have after you've just gotten
done
crying.
Eyes are, well, you can't even tell because he was so fucking fat. His eyelids were fat and puffy over his eyes.
Yeah,
so you never
true.
Knew. The only thing that you could tell is he's got snot bubble and like his eyes are watery. That's how you can tell he's crying.
But they're sitting.
And I'm like the model.
They're next to each other. Yeah. She's got this professional smile.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
She's behaving.
And are these the ones, these are pictures that were up at the house, you know, on the wall, framed up.
Before my mom started throwing them at my dad.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great. Next topic, please.
Next topic. You know what the next topic is.
What's that?
GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy.
It's a GoDaddy Christmas.
That's not how you say it.
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. I
don't know. It's a GoDaddy Christmas.
GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy is the world's largest provider of web hosting and our favorite sponsor with over 55 million domain name registrations, over 10 million customers. Wouldn't you like to be one of those customers?
I am.
Go to chickmcgee.com, click on the GoDaddy banner, and you'll get your new domain for only $4.95.
What a great Christmas gift.
Including, that is.
This is like the new buying a star.
A free one-page.
And better.
It's better than a star. Including a free one-page website, personalized email account, photo album, and more. So enter the promo code at checkout. MCGEE, that's McGee, at checkout, or go to chickmcgee.com and click on the big foot hairy GoDaddy banner. GoDaddy.com. Thank you, GoDaddy.
So you could sort of buy someone their own website and maybe create a little page for them. That would be great. Like hand them an envelope, a card, and have go to this website. It's yours.
Happy birthday. I mean, Merry Christmas. Well, happy whatever. Birthday, Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Maybe you put a blog post about the person, how great they are.
Or
why not?
Or could be, never mind that, I probably shouldn't. Well, I'll wait till we're further away from that advertising before I say this.
GoDaddy's cool.
We love GoDaddy. Thank you, GoDaddy.
This isn't a Christmas question, but it's a tweet. Should I?
Sure.
Hey, Chick, what was the name of the Bob Schneider song you were playing on the Drew Hastings podcast? That was Mudhouse. On the California.
I think you say it.
I say it on there, Chad. Yeah. Come on, pay attention. We don't ask a lot.
Yeah, block him, would you?
Let's see. Tony, he tried to surprise his wife with a gift, but she already bought the same thing for herself.
Oh.
That's no good.
Does that happen as much as...
I did that one time, to leave out the details. I bought someone a set of golf clubs, and little did I know that they had already bought themselves another set of golf clubs and had been hiding them somewhere in the house.
In the month of December?
In the month of December.
Which golf clubs are better, the ones he bought?
The ones he bought.
Oh, okay.
They were about four times as expensive.
Yikes.
Four times? let's see. Boy, what's a Finger Hut special?
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Give her the old Finger Hut.
That sounds horrible.
You can open your gift if you want, Chick.
Oh, shit.
Is he okay?
Are you out of donuts?
Sorry, Roy Hibbert.
We have a Roy Hibbert.
Did you guys ever see where he did the flash mob?
Yes.
Never seen that.
I did. I watched it with Nick Wojcicki.
I think Nick just tweeted us.
Did he? Nick is my buddy who I talked about on the last podcast.
What were you supposed to say? He's a real nice guy or something?
He is a real nice guy. But he's the one who tried to convince me that I got thumb down fart noise from him. And then we had a very nice listener clear that up and said it was from Happy Gilmore. So if you want to go ahead and follow my friend at Hey Rojo, because he's such a nice guy.
That's right. It's H-E-Y-R-O-J-O.
Does he say interesting things?
Well, for instance, here you go. He adds to our Christmas broadcast. Hey, Chick, I literally got my wife a piece of coal one year.
It's still not funny. And she called me crying.
That's the way his tweet ends. Yep. It's still not funny.
She called me crying, and I was like, oh, my gosh. It was bad news. He thought it was funny. Their kids thought it would be funny, like as a joke. And it would be funny if there was like a ring or a bracelet with the coal.
He's not easy to buy for. Is that fair to say? I mean, in a way, it is.
She normally makes my stuff.
I usually make them.
Yeah. Well, because if he wants something, he just goes and gets it today.
That's not true. Yeah. That's not true.
There's a lot of truth.
That
used to be the case.
If you,
it's a hat.
Let me see.
And there's something else.
Under Armour hat.
Yeah, I want to know if it fits because he thinks he has a big head, so I got the bigger hat.
It's large, extra large. Yeah.
He doesn't have a big head. Does it fit comfortably?
I think it does. If I'd have got the small medium, it wouldn't have been there.
But you know what? It's because his head is tall, actually. That's why he needs that. He has his space from his ear, from the top of his ear to the bottom of the hat.
And that's what makes
it look small.
Did you take craniology?
We have a lot of big, misshapen melons in my family.
You got me an underarm t-shirt.
Well, sort of, yeah. I know you've been working out.
Is it sleeveless?
It is sleeveless.
Put it on right now.
I am not a sleeveless t-shirt guy.
But if you're working out, Chick.
No, it's XL, though. It's 2X.
Put it on.
Oh, come on.
Put it on.
Do I have to put it on?
Put it on. Maybe afterwards we'll put a picture up.
All right, we'll put it up. I'll put it on afterwards and put a picture up on the website.
You can put it down. I'm going to fall in love. You can put it down.
I bet Chick doesn't have any workout clothes. He just gets some t-shirt.
I've got shorts.
Were you going to say trunks?
Trunks and t-shirts.
Is that where you do the
But do you have a sleeveless t-shirt,
I do now. Let the guns out. Welcome to the gun show?
Yes.
I've noticed I've got the skinniest little arms anymore.
Water aerobics. I took water aerobics in college.
That's why you got to rebuild the fat, the muscle up. Did I say fat?
What happened?
I'm an idiot.
Got to rebuild the fat up is what he said. Now she get open her present?
No, we can wait.
Well,
we still have another donut to eat.
I think that's enough for you.
Why did you eat
the
donut?
I'll take the last one.
Do you want the last one? Here, I'll trade you my gift for donuts.
give me a Christmas gift and I'll give you a donut. How many times have I heard that? Does this have anything to do with a previous podcast? For a gift?
It's so pretty.
It's well wrapped.
Do you want me to tell you what I got you for Christmas, Jason? Well, you already know. And if you listen to the podcast, people do know.
What did you get him? I don't know. I think I've listened to all of them.
No, I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Okay.
Don't worry about the box.
It says Tupperware.
It does say Tupperware.
You guys got a lot of Tupperware?
No, I don't know where that box came from. You know, you have boxes for years.
How do you have a box that says Tupperware and not...
Do they still sell Tupperware like that?
I would think.
Do you remember when we were kids and they'd have those Tupperware parties?
All the time.
You remember those stencils?
No.
Okay, that must have just been me. Had stencils on them.
There's a bubble wrap. There's a few things in there. Don't do the bubble wrap yet.
There's a few things.
I'll pretend like I didn't see that sign. How about this?
Uh-huh. Be careful. Yeah.
I know what this is.
Not exactly.
Cup? So you know what that means?
She loves decorative teacups like that.
There's a saucer.
I thought about getting you a... You said something, you've never had a tea set.
It's so pretty. I didn't have a tea set as a kid.
And
I had a fucking guitar, though.
Yeah, she got that guitar.
Oh, that's so fun.
We went out to dinner a couple weeks ago.
Who did?
We did. The three of us.
Yeah. Well, plus one.
That wasn't a bad dinner.
She goes, I love a teacup and saucer.
And so
I kind of was playing the role of Dr. Will.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, in your house, does everything have a place?
We had this on the podcast, didn't we?
We weren't doing a podcast that night at dinner, okay?
That's good that you think that it was, though. That means it's
nice
and real.
Because you like to have the saucer with it because that way the teacup has its place.
It has its place. It has a home. It has a buddy. They can be friends. They keep each other company. This is a funny thing that Chick and I have always talked about is that I equate inanimate objects have feelings. They have voices.
Letters have genders.
Letters have genders.
Yes. Right Q. off the letter to girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say M.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know why, but I've always done that. Everything has a gender. Everything has a feeling.
Okay.
Like with stuffed animals, like I had to rotate the stuffed animals on my bed when I was a kid because I didn't want one stuffed animal to feel more loved than the other.
Did you take French or Spanish?
Spanish.
Yeah. See, all the words have a gender.
Uh-huh.
Right?
They do. They do. That's why I love that so much.
Right. Right.
Can I open this one?
Yes.
Then?
Yes. Before she
pulls
it out.
Okay, I don't want to make any generalizations here, but her gift's much better than mine. Okay. I got a hat and a t-shirt.
Before you pull it out, for some reason, do you ever have that when you see something and you think of somebody?
Yeah.
For some reason, I saw this and I go, she's got to have it.
You saw it and you got her.
Look, it's
Cap. Oh my God, that's incredible.
Look at her big udders.
I know.
That's awesome.
That's
I love it.
That's the coolest milk pitcher I've ever seen.
For some reason, Jess seems like the person, you don't pull the milk thing out. You would want to put the milk in a pitcher and put that on the table.
Yeah, I would.
And it's got a big old cow.
I might
cow.
Even put iced tea on this.
Sure.
In this. Oh, thank you.
There's a big
this.
Old cow on the side of it.
I love it. And she's got big old udders.
Got a giant
I didn't really
jug.
Notice that when I bought it.
I love
those
it.
Those udders
you.
Are giant.
Thank you. Thank
Is
you.
Is there more?
Nope. No, that's it.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Jason. Well done.
So you want a teacup, huh? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'll do fine with my shirt and hat.
I like it. You wear Under Armour all the time. You don't have that Under Armour hat and you don't have that Under Armour shirt.
I don't.
No.
At the very worst, you can add it to your collection.
I'm so excited to drink out of this.
Yeah, I didn't...
I like
I didn't
it.
Want it. A lot of the stuff I saw that I thought about getting was a little more dainty. I didn't want it too dainty.
No.
But it's hard to find. Any of the...
This is like royalty shit right
She's
here.
Like quasi.
Oh, it is. It's from, if you notice on the bottom, it's
Royal
good stuff.
Royal Vale, mm-hmm. Made in England.
She's quasi dainty.
Suck on that.
It's a bone china.
Mm-hmm.
It's for bone. Bone china.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read all the emails?
I think I did.
Okay.
Did you really?
I believe I did.
Let me see if I have anything. You guys know what? I've been fighting the urge to smoke lately. I know that that's not really a topic.
Is it because you're stressed about Christmas, right?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I have the weirdest times that I smoke. You guys, neither of you have ever smoked.
Correct.
I've never even tried. Have you ever even tried?
Never even tried.
Never even tried.
I've never smoked on and off
since I was like 16, probably. Mm-hmm. Well, 16 was more because, you know, you just thought you could, I guess. Could we buy cigarettes when we were 16? No, it's
not legally, no, but if you look, I don't think they were.
Well, we had a little drugstore in town, or like little
small
market.
Town, sure.
Yeah, and it was usually somebody I went to high school with that was working, so they would sell cigarettes. But I always want a cigarette around the time, like the seasons change. Like when it's, isn't that horrible? Like fresh air, like a nice brisk day in the fall, and I'm like, I want a cigarette.
So winter spring.
All of them. Yeah, I just
spring to summer, summer to fall.
I just want
to
stand outside and smoke. Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Just one time for the day or all day?
It always starts out one time.
Yeah.
And then it starts out two times, and then it starts out, I'm standing outside smoking constantly. It's terrible.
How do you, but you're able to stop?
I always stop.
How do you, what goes on in your brain? You're like, oh, I got to stop.
I'm smoking so much, it makes me sick. Isn't that terrible?
She has so much nicotine sometimes.
I have so much nicotine, it'll make me throw up, and then I'll stop smoking.
Is there anything you do that doesn't make you throw up?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mostly, no.
Yeah. So,
isn't that terrible? It is, it's true, though, but I don't know what it is.
I haven't thrown up in a long time. I've got a streak going.
You got a streak,
pretty
Jerry?
Good streak, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time.
I think I did it right.
Here's a tweet. My mother once gave me knockoff perfume. This is, wait a minute. My mother once gave me knockoff perfume for Christmas. I must point out at this time, I am not a girl.
Oh.
My mother should have known this. That's from Corey. I can't think of any bad gifts I've gotten for Christmas.
Nick said, are you still recording? Do you want to talk about the time I got Kristen a piece of coal for Christmas?
He just texted me, too. Were you texted, we're still recording?
Okay, I've said his name a lot, and I need to clarify that his wife...
Is your friend.
...is one of my best friends. I've known her since the sixth grade, and we're very, very close. Kristen, sorry. I said Nick's name first.
Well, that's the way things happen sometimes.
What's the best gift you ever got?
For Christmas?
Yeah. Like as a kid, did you ever get a really great gift?
Oh, as a kid. I got an HO car racing set. I don't think
I think I know about those, but I don't.
Kind of clumsy how I'm wording it, but it was a, you had the gun. The gun, and it would go faster the harder you squeezed it. This one had a ramp in the middle of the course. So it would
they
jump.
Ever fly off? I remember my brother's flying off.
It would jump over the space and then keep racing.
Wow.
It'd land in the slot.
It was like a magnet?
I don't know how it did it, but that was, that was pretty high-tech technology for back then. Back in the 30s.
That's true.
You know?
Jeez. I remember.
We barely had electricity.
My parents were divorced when I was little, but they always celebrated Christmas together. My dad would always still come to the house for Christmas.
Okay.
To my mom's or whatever. And, one year, I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and my mom's dad, my grandpa, and the one who died, and I got a car. And then...
Full circle.
And my dad had a couple beverages, and they were trying to put together my Barbie dream house.
Ooh, yes.
I just remember there being a lot of cursing. But I loved that. It was an A-frame. It wasn't the traditional dream house. It was the A-frame Barbie dream house.
Like from the commercial?
Which was what, yes.
Where G.I. Joe pulls up and... picks Barbie up in the
that's
Corvette.
That's not an A-frame.
No, that's the elevator.
That's the one with the elevator.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a good commercial, though. Okay. That's a real good commercial.
Hey, I do have a late email here.
All right.
From Matthew. Since you asked about Christmas traditions, I come from a German family, and every year we would hide a glass pickle in the Christmas tree.
We have a pickle.
I've heard the pickle
And whoever
story.
Found it on Christmas Day was guaranteed good luck for the year.
That's nice. They sell those pickles, and I just thought it was funny to have a pickle ornament. I didn't know there was a story
I've never
it.
Seen a glass
I thought
pickle.
They hid real pickles there for a while.
I think they sell those on adult sites, actually, the glass pickle. No.
Give her the glass pickle for Christmas.
And the finger hut.
Every kiss begins with the glass pickle. Be careful, though. Those glass pickles are dangerous.
Yeah. That sounds like a terrible
My
idea.
Dad put $50 in a really teeny tiny, wrapped up a little teeny tiny box and put it in the tree.
That's cool.
Yeah. I will never forget that.
We play a game.
There's something else in there, boy. He called me boy.
That's nice.
I don't know.
We play that game where you take a bunch of dollar bills and you roll them. You can put either another dollar bill under them or you can put a $20 or a $50 bill. And we do this with my family every year. And we have a basket and you shake it up. And you hand them out, and then that's another.
So everybody puts in something?
No.
Or just the
we
elders?
We host, so we would do it.
Oh, okay. And
$60 later.
Yeah, $60 later.
I think it was more than that.
It
but
probably was. But it was fun.
It's Christmas.
I don't know. That's the thing is that my favorite gift at Christmas is knowing that I got something that someone is really going to love.
Yeah.
And seeing their face. And I am uncomfortable getting gifts. I mean, this is awesome. I really appreciate this. These are both things I would have picked out for myself, really. But when it comes to seeing my family and knowing that they said something about this something 9 months ago, mm-hmm. and I remembered and I found it, mm-hmm. and that's what I like.
And that's the thing. You guys are thinking, what you were saying, what's something you remember being one of your favorite gifts? I don't remember.
Because
it's not that. It's not, and I don't know. I appreciate all that.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
great Christmases, but I don't remember that stuff. And even now, my mom, I'm not saying how old I'm going to be next year, but it's something with an O. And still to this day, all right, what do you want for Christmas? And a lot of times I go, I just save up during the last half of the year of CDs or DVDs that I didn't buy and just tell her and she gets them on Amazon.
There you go. Mm,
that's you a know? Idea.
That's
and
a good
still,
idea.
And still she wants something more significant. And that's the thing. I feel bad because I'm the jerk because I don't give her something a little more. Oh, it's more CDs and DVDs again. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise I wouldn't have anything.
The biggest thing is I don't ask anybody. I never ask.
Oh, I don't ask.
I don't ask anybody what they want for Christmas.
Oh, you don't ask what others want.
I don't want a list. I don't want to know. I'm going to get you what you want. You're not even going to know you want it until you opened it.
You're like Apple.
I am.
I don't know you. That scarf you made me that one year.
I just learned to knit, and I made Chick a scarf, and we had talked about this.
Uh-huh.
We had. It's hard to find a men's scarf that goes to your waist.
Yeah, because you're supposed to double it, loop it, and then pull it through.
Right.
It
comes through, raised out.
Right.
But if it's a regular size scarf, then it hits you about mid-navel.
Yeah, yeah,
it really does. It's not long enough. So
we'll
I said
have
we
to
got
get that picture. We'll get that picture up on the website. Yeah. So I said, I'm going to knit you a really long scarf, and I did.
Okay.
We measured it. It was 12 feet long.
12 feet long.
Total.
He looped it, doubled it, and it was touching the floor.
Touching the floor.
Yeah.
Is that too long?
I think it's too long. So I cut it and gave him a scarf and then gave my brother the other half.
You know the brother who cries all the time.
Big fucking crybaby. Yeah. No, I did. That's true.
That is true.
Chick got me 4 different pairs of sweatpants one year, and that was one of the best Christmases ever.
I know her. Those are you still have those. Those
are great
sweatpants.
Those are good sweatpants.
There's something about lounge pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have 2 pair that I rotate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with me if I'm
They were selling my high school mascot on sweatpants at the grocery store in New Pal the other day, and I got a pair.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
You finally pulled the trigger on that,
I finally pulled the trigger on that and got a pair, yeah.
Bright red, I'm guessing?
Bright red, big dragon on them.
What does it say on the butt?
It doesn't, thank Christ. That's why I got them.
Geo.
I'm sure all the girls got those. The high school girls got those.
Well, you can get some iron-ons and put on there, right?
I could.
Juicy or something like that?
That's so gross.
I know.
I don't wear those sweatpants. I feel like I'm too old for that.
Which ones?
The
Sassy, high school?
The Victoria's Secret sweatpants.
None of those sweatpants were Victoria's Secret.
No, I know. The ones you got me. I'm saying Victoria's Secret usually has something on the butt on, or Juicy Couture.
That's true.
Or something. But I just can't.
Were those name brand sweatpants you got her?
They were. They were like that little guy with the polo stick on his on his sweater. They're like those.
I just threw them in. You know, you're doing the cart and you're online and you're.
Oh, okay.
And I got to the, and I thought, how many pairs of those did I get? Yeah, it was just one.
Yeah.
Well, no, of that brand. Those were pretty nice.
Because the price was so high.
Like,
how many did I get?
I must be 3 pair in there.
Right.
I must have put 3 pair in the cart instead of just the 1 pair. But they'll last forever.
I hope so. I wear them all the time.
All right. Well, Jess is yawning. I think we're.
It's all those donuts, man. I'm sorry.
You're crashing. You're
crashing.
We got to give you a 2-donut limit next time.
A 2-donut limit?
Why don't you try that?
I think 1 was plenty.
That was probably way plenty. I hope I don't eat dinner tonight. But I made beef and noodles yesterday, so I might have that limit.
Well, I didn't eat this donut. I just took it from you, so you wouldn't eat it.
I wonder if this is going to affect my sugar.
That's a good producer, and yes, it will.
You think so?
I hope it doesn't go up and then come back down again.
I know, and I pass out on the interstate.
That shit ain't funny.
No, not really. Sorry, you can edit that.
Okay, yeah, well, let's not
we're going to have to edit a lot of this.
Was this
Are you okay? You got that look on your face like this was a bad podcast.
I do. Was this bad?
It was just casual.
Very casual.
Fun.
I don't feel like I told anything funny or said anything funny.
That's not true at all.
It's our podcast. It doesn't matter, right?
That's right.
Right.
Fuck it. It's Christmas.
Don't say fuck at Christmas.
Am I not supposed to do that at Christmas?
Mm-mm, I think that's bad.
Maybe we should invite a listener next time and have them
sit. I don't know. You know what? Christmas? If we would have to have listener interviews because I'm not just letting some...
Do you know how many people...
What?
And I don't have a lot of close friends, but the ones I have are like doing the, hey.
No kidding.
When you doing the next podcast?
No way, really?
Yeah.
John Mark's been asking a lot.
We got to bring John Mark back.
You know who I want?
But we got to have Dr. Will.
We want Dr. Will here at the same time.
You should be here with Dr. Will. Wow. What's wrong?
I'm comfortable with who I am. I don't
want to
do that.
He's not going to tell you.
You're so weird.
I know, because I know that I'm weird, but I don't want anybody else to tell me I'm weird.
Well, that explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. You weirdo. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should have given somebody a heads up.
That's probably true.
So John Mark was lobbying.
We talked. Who's lobbying on your end?
I'll tell you when the mics are off.
I want to hear now. No. Have they been on already?
Yeah.
Fuck no. No.
Oh.
No. Anyway.
This is the part I will edit out.
No, you don't have to.
Stop bobbing your head.
Can we have an open meeting about who we're going to have on next?
Open forum?
Well,
open.
Sure. It's going to be, yeah, we got time to think about it.
I have an idea. I would like Jay Baker on.
I'm not familiar with that name.
I don't know him, but I would like to have him on.
You have a lot of questions in your head?
I have stories that I need confirmed from the source.
I don't know if he's willing to confirm any of those
stories. I bet the fuck he will. Jay.
I don't know what that's all about.
Who else? Who do you guys want? Is there somebody
I
know, but who are 12. You thinking?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of it depends on who's coming around.
Oh.
Jay is on my list.
Jay's
absolutely.
On your list?
Absolutely.
Who's on your list?
I'd like to have Dog in.
Dog, absolutely.
Ooh, Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Dog.
He's got some stories.
Once football's over, I think maybe February,
yeah,
March,
that's
we can
probably
get him in.
He's busy right now.
Yeah.
What about any of our other family?
That's up to you.
Not my family.
Well, my daughter, I don't think she'd want to be on. She's at school, so.
Oh.
Well, she could, I mean, if you want. I mean, that'd be fun.
Well, you have Jenny.
Who of your family? You want to bring your brother in?
I want to bring my brother
and
in.
Play guitar for us one
my
week.
My brother wants...
He was supposed to make a theme for us.
He was supposed to
How's
make
that
a theme
coming?
For us. My brother and I have some pretty... We had an eventful childhood, so we could tell some stories about that. I also have... I have a 16-year-old sister that I smack the shit out of, and then I have a sister who's 20, and she's the one of us that's going to do something, of the four of us.
I don't know the younger one, do I?
I don't think you do.
Okay.
No.
You know, you're doing stuff. You're okay.
No, not really. Jordan will really do stuff. Jenny's my 16-year-old sister, mm-hmm. and she, well, I mean, we're 15 years apart.
Right.
So I mothered her, really.
Right, right.
But my biggest hope for her is that she that she finds some, she becomes a barn hand or a...
She loves animals.
She, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a mm-hmm. big mm-hmm. horse. She's always had horses, and mm-hmm. she just... runs away to Montana and
for a little while
saves herself
while.
Yeah
saves herself
yeah
get the hell out of here,
go far, go alone, don't come back for a long time.
No, she's the hardest working of the four of us,
but there are some in the family that have made it known that they want to be on.
They can keep making it known.
Like more know. Than three or four.
I don't know how I get conversation.
No.
Because once you let one in.
Well, that was the big problem is that John Mark was first.
But you know what? He has history in this building.
Yeah, he
though.
Is. He's like an employee.
He's a legacy. He's on the radio now, right?
Yeah, he's out there with Don Stuck in Shelbyville.
Is he good?
Yeah, they've been doing stuff. Don asked me to come and do some stuff with him, too.
You should be on.
I don't know.
I don't know. You might want to look at your off-air contract. Maybe that might.
Well, yeah. But I thought I could promote off the air.
I think once you sign it, it says null and void, right?
Is that what it says?
That's the beauty of that contract. We can put almost anything in it. And
what about?
Is this still the podcast? Or are we not?
Yeah,
I'm
probably
going to
get it.
Okay, good. I hope so.
Oh, guys.
Was I supposed to have that out?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hang on. Let's do it again.
I could sing us out.
This is the third time we played this.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope you get what you want for Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
I'd just like some snow.
I want snow real bad.
We'll see you next year, I guess. Talk to you next year?
Absolutely.
Is that the plan?
See you next year.
Thanks, everybody, for downloading something that didn't exist a little over 3 months ago. We've had over 200,000 downloads. And we truly appreciate it. Jess, you want to say anything special for Christmas?
No.
Jason?
Love you, buddy.
Aw, I love you guys.
Love you guys, too.
We'll have pictures on the website.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to start doing more of that.
We need to do get more, some pictures up.
I'm going to get the one of my brother's washcloth wiener up.
All right.
You didn't say that earlier that way. I could. That wasn't... I said, what the hell?
Sorry. Chick's sleeveless shirt.
Oh, that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody! The fireside and joy.